KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An urgent meeting has been held to address prolonged water outages affecting the southwest parts of Durban. eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba met with stakeholders including ward councillors and community representatives of areas supplied by the Furwood Reservoir. They include North Dean, Moseley Park, Queensborough and Chatsworth. Residents claim that they have had intermittent supply for more than 89 days this year. Xaba also met with senior management of Clover South Africa. Residents claim Clover is tapping into the waterline and draining the reservoir. Xaba has appointed a technical team to find a permanent solution to the shortage. This will include the installation of water standpipes and static tanks, as well as increasing water tankers. In a statement, eThekwini says in the medium to long term, teams from Clover and the municipality will explore a water recycling project. They will also look at Clover possibly abstracting water directly from the southern aqueduct. And national police have confirmed that Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has been arrested in the Eastern Cape. National Commissioner Fani Masemola says he was nabbed this morning after just completing a church service in East London. Masemola says it has to do with the Immigration Act.
He will be facing charges related to Immigration Act. He will appear in court on Monday. I'm sure Home Affairs will elaborate more in terms of the charges.
Last month, Omotoso and two co-accused were acquitted on charges of rape and human trafficking in the Gqeberha High Court. He ran a church in Durban and was accused of abusing girls and young women who stayed in a mansion he rented in Umhlanga. The South African government says it remains dedicated to constructive dialogue with America for a mutually beneficial bilateral partnership. Yesterday, our International Relations Department confirmed it was seeking clarity about the criteria used for the resettling of white Afrikaners in the U.S. U.S. media has reported that the first group of around 1,000 will arrive as early as Monday. Crispin Peary, who's with Durco, says they've sought assurances that those leaving have been vetted by South African authorities.
South Africa reiterates that the allegations of discrimination are unfounded. The South African Police Service's statistics on farm-related crimes do not support allegations of violent crime targeted at farmers generally.
And abroad, Spanish authorities have told more than 160,000 people near Barcelona to stay indoors. It's after a fire at an industrial property released a toxic cloud of chlorine over a wide area. The blaze took hold of a building storing pool cleaning products. No injuries are yet to be reported. Your top story this hour. An urgent meeting has been held to address prolonged water outages affecting the southwest parts of Durban. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.